take our computers for granted these days, but let's cast our minds back to a time when that wasn't so, and stay with me here. In 1901, divers found a shoebox-sized hunk of bronze off the coast of a Greek island. They weren't exactly sure what the hunk was, but researchers now believe it may be the world's oldest computer, perhaps dating back to 205 BC.
It was a kind of universe in a box.
That's Jim Evans. He's a physics professor and science historian at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma.
It displayed practically everything that people knew about the way the universe worked around 200 BC or so. So if you turned a dial, it would advance little markers that represented the positions of the sun and the moon in the zodiac. The moon ball was painted half black and half silver, so it revolved in the course of the month to show the changing phases. And there were dials on the back that predicted eclipses. And it told time in two different calendars, in a Greek lunisolar calendar and also in the Egyptian calendar. It must have been a very impressive display for somebody seeing it from the outside, because all the mechanics are hidden.
Evans studies what's now called the Antikythera mechanism. He told Jeannie Yandel, even though the outside of this mechanism must have been really something to behold, it's what's inside that made it special.
Well, it's a machine. The surviving parts include 30 gear wheels, and there are probably another couple dozen gear wheels, because the part of the mechanism that represented the planets hasn't survived, so we only have about half of the original mechanism. So there were a system of several dozen interacting gears, and even a device for making the moon speed up and slow down as it goes around the zodiac. This is all stuff that was very impressive when it was worked out. Not so much the astronomy, because this is astronomy that we knew these guys knew. It's the mechanical engineering aspect that really blows you away. There are ancient Greek texts about gears, but the devices they describe are all pretty simple. Hero of Alexandria describes an odometer you can put on your chariot to figure out how far you've gone. Things like that. They just involve a few gears and nothing really fancy. So nobody ever would have imagined from the surviving text that there could have been a gearwork mechanism this complex.
You and a colleague discovered something new recently about the Antikythera mechanism. What was it?
Well, the problem we tried to tackle was the epoch or starting date of the mechanism. There are different ways to date the mechanisms. One way is by means of the forms of the Greek letters in the inscriptions, because they change slowly over the centuries, but that doesn't give you a very tight date. Another way to try to approach the date is by archaeological dating, from the coins and statues, dinnerware, things like that were found on board the ship. But those don't tell you about the mechanism itself. It could be old or new at the time of the shipwreck. You don't know. So it's the eclipse dial on the back of the mechanism that has the most detailed astronomical information. So we set about making a detailed analysis of the eclipse predictor as a way of trying to arrive at a tighter window for a possible date.
And what did you discover?
Well, we found that a date between 205 BC and 187 would give the best match to the eclipse predictor.
Why is that significant?
Well, this makes it the mechanism a bit older than people had previously believed, 50 to 100 years older. And that's kind of exciting, because it means the mechanism probably comes from a formative period of Greek astronomy for which we have very few texts. We just don't know very much about ancient Greek astronomy at that time. The Greeks were in close contact with their Babylonian neighbors. They were borrowing astronomical knowledge from the Babylonians. And that's a part of the story that we could stand to fill in a few of the gaps, and the mechanism may help us do that.
Jim Evans is a physics professor and science historian at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, and we're talking about the Antikythera mechanism. It's a mechanism that was found on a boat off a Greek island. Only recently, researchers have started studying what this mechanism is, what it does, and how old it is. Jim is one of the researchers doing that. As a historian of science, what does this mean for you in your work, that the Antikythera mechanism might be 50 to 100 years older than initially thought?
Well, it one way it changes the story is people had tended to think of the mechanism as representing like high astronomy from a later period, maybe around 100 BC. In that case, the mechanism would have just been purely imitative. It would have been taking what the theoretical astronomers knew and turn it into a kind of moving representation. But if it's really 100 years older than that, that means the mechanics are embodying details of Babylonian astronomy in a Greek way. And it shows us this aspect of Greek astronomy in the process of formation and development. So I think it does open up prospects for more research on this early phase of Greek astronomy. One of the interesting things is that history of technology is always poorly documented compared to history of science. So in the pure sciences like astronomy, mathematics, and medicine, we have complete texts, big long books. But in the case of technology, this is often stuff that was passed down from a master to an apprentice, and often the details weren't written down. So this is a case where having the actual artifact really changes the story from what you would get from the text alone.
Well, one of the things we do know about the history of technology is a branch of technology called wonderworking. What is wonderworking?
It's a branch of mechanics. There are texts on it by Hero of Alexandria and a few others. The idea was to have a machine that would just amaze a spectator. And Hero gives some examples. He describes some mechanical singing blackbirds. And my particular favorite is a mechanical toy temple. And you light an offering to the god on the toy altar. And then there are these hidden pipes that use water and steam pressure. And eventually the temple doors open and a mechanical god comes out to accept the offering. And the Antikythera mechanism kind of has an affiliation with wonderworking because it's only 100 or 150 years after the invention of gears. So you imagine you turn this one little knob and all of these moving dials go around showing you all the astronomical phenomena. The gear work is hidden from the viewer. So it would be, I think, something akin to wonderworking. And so when you asked earlier, you know, what was it for? Well, that's part of the answer to what it was for.
It was just for amazing people?
Yeah, I think so. Not just, of course. It also makes a statement about the ability of human beings to figure out the cosmos and things like that. But also it's a grand way for the mechanic and the engineer who worked and the astronomer who worked together, you know, to show what they could do. It's something very impressive.
Pretty cool, huh? Jim Evans is a physics professor and science historian at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma. You can find a link to a video that shows a reconstructed working Antikythera mechanism, and that's at our website, kuow.org.